What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Apparently, the deadlock up in Maine over their budget has ended. LePage has signed the budget. They were shut down for a total of 3 days. And apparently, the Democrats agreed to eliminate a proposed increase in Maine's lodging tax and in return receive additional funding and assurances on key social service programs. So Maine seems to be sort of kind of back in business, unlike Illinois here. U.S. auto sales fall for a fourth straight month in June, and they've got a long way to go. They have got a long, long way to go. I mean, if you look at the TV ads, you can see it. I mean, the deals are great. If anybody actually had money, now would be a wonderful time to be buying a car. The prices are very low. They're literally going with zero-rate car loans to just try and get those things off the lots and into the hands of people. And we just don't have the money out here. Frankly, I think Trump ought to take a lesson from Ronald Reagan's cheese program. There was a huge surplus of cheese in the United States of America. Nobody was buying it. They had way too much. And so what Reagan ultimately did was the government basically bought it all up, if you will, and handed it out for free. And I understand a car is a little bit larger than a block of cheese, but it was a big block of cheese. And I don't know. Maybe find some way to get these cars into the hands of people who are driving these older, more polluting cars. Remember the cash for clunkers concept? Maybe it would have been more successful if they say, get rid of your old, junky, leaking oil car, and we'll just give you a new car. They're going to have to do something with that inventory. They can't just leave it on those lots forever. The weather is going to take its toll. The sunlight is going to take its toll. They're out in the open. They're going to start aging. We're already seeing the closing of auto factories all over the place. And current estimates are that most Americans will not consider buying a new car or a newer car until sometime in the 2020s, if even then. Now, surprisingly enough, despite the bad news about Britain's housing sector, a report from Oxford Economics predicts that Great Britain will surge ahead of its Eurozone peers over the next 5 years. In other words, they're better off without being tied to the Eurozone, which costs a huge amount of money and really didn't give anything back for all that money except more refugees and more nitpicking rulemaking. Same thing that Ireland was saying the other day. Membership in the EU has cost Ireland dearly to very little benefit. Now, down in Italy, there's an Italian member of parliament sending a message to Macron saying, we can't afford to be pro-EU anymore. The migrant crisis is tearing the whole bloc apart. And yes, it really is. I used to think it was going to be that European Central Bank that would destroy the European Union. But no, it's this globalist New World Order refugee thing. There are now parts of Europe where the Europeans are a minority in the population. Frankfurt, Germany. Germans are now the minority in Frankfurt, Germany. Now, the Maltese Prime Minister, who was president of the EU when the Brexit vote happened, is describing it as this disastrous creature, and he's vowing to stop Brexit from ever happening again. You're all our prisoners, you're all our debt slaves, we will not let you go. Apparently, the Czech Republic is now looking at getting out of the European Union. I mean, the deal has all been downside. When the European Union was first created, it was sold to the people of Europe as simply an open travel, open trade, open border trading bloc. That was it. And they would have the border around the European Union, and within the European Union, you could just go wherever you want. No checkpoints. that was very attractive. But over time, Brussels has grabbed more and more authority to itself until it's become this huge tyrannical force that just justifies its existence by passing all kinds of nitpicking laws. I mean, even down to the supermarket, the produce all has to be a certain size range, and anything that's too short or too long gets thrown out. I mean, really ridiculous stuff. And as Ireland said, it's costing the EU member states vast sums of money, and they're not really getting anything of any value back for it. And so now, Italy is openly discussing the euro exit in Parliament. And they're basically saying, find some relief for the debt that we're under, or Italy will be on the way. Meanwhile, Italy is furious because Austria has now deployed troops and armored vehicles to their shared border to block any more refugees coming out of Italy and into Austria. So that whole open borders thing is definitely falling apart. We're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Ralph in New York City. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay. Yes, you're on the air.
I ask you a question concerning civil forfeiture, concerning law enforcement doing all over the country. In a Trump administration, what's going to basically happen concerning civil forfeiture? Even though today we had a police officer shot and killed here in New York City in the Bronx area today. I don't know if you're aware about that.
No, I hadn't seen that yet. I know there's an active shooter situation in Dallas right now.
There was a shooting in New York. A cop got shot in the face in the South Bronx today in New York. You know, it reminds me of the movie Fort Apache with Paul Newman back in the 70s.
Yes.
You know, and also reminds me of the quotes of Serpico. He said back in the 70s, in the early 80s, in his speeches concerning fascism and predatoryism among law enforcement against the public being done towards them every day. And now you're starting to see people taking anger against them now, and also civil forfeiture. I just want to see what's going to be the outcome in the future of law enforcement. Are they going to push back, or are they just going to basically just stand by and let everything hit the fan? What's your opinion on all this?
Well, obviously, the police have become more of a curse than a blessing for large portions of the country. Now, here in Hawaii, we're actually very lucky. Our local HPD, they're very cool people. I know quite a few of them. There's not a lot of gratuitous civil forfeiture going on. I mean, they will strip the drug dealers of their wealth. We only had one real bad cop incident involving injury of an innocent person, and that happened like about 4 years ago, and I think the cop was let go. So we're not dealing with that degree of problem here in Hawaii that you have there on the mainland. What we do have, of course, are very, very expensive fines for traffic violations. Using your cell phone while driving, that's a $300 ticket and so forth. But otherwise, our police really are a benefit to our local community. Now, that sadly is not the case for much of the country, and the civil forfeiture laws have gone completely out of control, as has the police brutality. And this mindset that is literally being drilled into the police forces by these various Israeli training experts who are training the police to treat Americans the way the IDF treats the Palestinians, and we're starting to see the results. Innocent, law-abiding Americans are getting killed, and the police are never held to account for it. So at some point, if the general public sees the police as a threat rather than a blessing, There's going to be a pushback. And again, I don't want to see that, but it almost does seem inevitable at this point.
But I'm just saying, getting back to civil forfeiture, I mean, civil forfeiture goes back in the era of the 80s when Ronald Reagan was in office, I presume, right? And that's a goody two-shoe for law enforcement. And also the era of the cop culture, even though it reminds me of the TV series of Miami Vice, the same way starting to see with civil forfeiture. All that became in that era. You know, do you believe so?
Well, when civil forfeiture was first put in place, it was there for a good reason. The idea that when you actually caught a real criminal, like a drug dealer or a money launderer, engaging in crime, that you had the legal authority to basically strip them of their ill-gotten wealth and return it to the public treasury. Unfortunately, because of the laxness with which the civil forfeiture laws are written, police departments whose budgets were being cut by their local jurisdictions started to rely on civil forfeiture to bring additional money into their budgets. And literally, instead of going on out and finding criminals, which is very, very hard, they started going on out and looking for civil forfeiture opportunities because that was a fast moneymaker. And not only does it undermine public confidence in the police forces, it has to be bad for the morale of those police officers who want to really do a good job. Again, going on back to what happened with Serpico, where more and more of the police get caught up on this idea of just grabbing wealth away from the American people, and it's okay because it's the law. The law says I can do this. Well, again, every tyrant will pass laws saying that their henchmen can go on out and take things from the public. But right now, the current state of the civil forfeiture laws in this country, we're not that far different from the days of Robin Hood, when Sir Guy of Gisborne's tax collectors would just ride across the countryside stealing pigs and chickens and farmers' daughters whenever they felt like it.
Wow. It's amazing, because I figured all the civil forfeiture laws were being put in the 80s during the Reagan era, and they don't see these laws going away anytime soon involving civil forfeiture. That's a good issue for them, right? I believe so, right, Mike?
Well, some of the states are now starting to pass laws saying that civil forfeiture cannot be imposed until a crime is actually proven. The reason the civil forfeiture got out of control was the laws were written so the police could take property from you under a mere suspicion that it may have been intended for illegal activity. And again, a terrible, tragic example that I know of. Claire and I used to have a friend who lived here on Oahu,
right,
who had this gardening store, and they were going to this trade show. And trade shows for the gardening stores tend to be more of a cash-and-carry kind of an operation. So this guy had about 10 grand in his pocket, and going through TSA, they said, "Have you got any cash?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to a trade show. I got $10,000. And they said, "Oh, it's over the limit," and they took the money.
Wow.
And ultimately, he was driven out of business because he didn't have new inventory coming on in. That's a very inappropriate use of that. But some states are already starting to pass new laws saying that there must be a proof that a crime has really occurred, meaning they can be indicted, charged, and sent to trial. Then you can take their money, and you can't do it before then.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Okay, now, apparently over at the New York Slimes, they're in a state of shock. We are shocked, I tell you. Do you hear? We are shocked. Because they're having to actually finally acknowledge that Trump's illegal immigration crackdown is, in fact, actually working. Fewer and fewer people are coming across that border. More and more are being sent back across that border. And, of course, for the liberal media, where they've been trying to create this sympathetic worldview of the illegals who are in the country and say, "Oh, we have to feel sorry for them." Well, I do, but I'll feel sorry for them when they're back on their side of the border. Because, again, even Fox News was admitting this morning, almost half of able-bodied Americans have not been able to find work for months, if not years. We have to get jobs for those people first before we allow anybody else to come on in and start working here. Period. End of discussion. And, yes, that's nationalist. And yes, it's putting America first, and that's the way it really ought to be. And I think Obama was betraying his globalist affiliations when he came on out with that comment about the dangerous nationalism rising in the United States of America. But what's wrong with love of your country? What's wrong with wanting your country to be better? What's wrong with putting the interests of your country first? It's the reason we have the borders. And the globalists aren't finished, but they definitely have suffered a major, major setback. Now, the other day we were talking about Common Core, and it does seem like Common Core's goal was to dumb down American children, to fill their head with a bunch of memorized nonsense that's irrelevant, to flat-out lie to them about the Bill of Rights, because we've seen the Common Core curriculum, where they're telling the kids that rights are something the government gives you if you behave and can take them back at any time. One of the Common Core curricula on the Second Amendment describes it as saying you can keep and bear arms only if you are in a government militia. That's not what the Second Amendment says at all. They're lying to our kids. And it's producing very poor scholastic results, probably in part because these kids are finishing the Common Core curriculum with a lot of nonsense in their head that just doesn't match the real world. Now, down in Florida, they did a daring experiment. They dumped Common Core. And the following year, that school skyrocketed to number one in the English language arts with a 90% scoring proficiency. Contrast that with those schools up in Baltimore, which are using Common Core. Not one of them had a single student score as proficient in any of these academic tests. Okay, now... I found this article on Bitcoin that is a very in-depth explanation of what it is and how it works, and you can take a look at that. I still have my concerns and doubts about it, and that is reinforced by this article that came out of the Hacker News. The largest cryptocurrency exchange, BitHub, has been hacked, resulting in a loss of more than $1 million in various cryptocurrencies after a number of its user accounts were compromised. Now, Bithumb, or maybe it's Bithumb, is South Korea's largest cryptocurrency exchange. It's got 20% of the global Ether trades and 10% of the global Bitcoin trade, and will exchange it back and forth for South Korea's currency, the won. And they got hacked into, and a lot of those Bitcoins simply disappeared. Now, I wonder who would do that, and I wonder if they were using those NSA tools. See, that's the real scary thing about these CIA and NSA hacking tools. They're basically weaponized, and the government over the years has mandated our computers be compromised so that they're open to these weaponized tools, and now they are out in the hands of criminals. Or maybe it's the NSA that's doing all this hacking and ransomware. Kaspersky already came on out and said that their evidence was that the Equation Group hackers were actually part of the NSA. Maybe that's the real reason the government just doesn't seem to take the cybercrime problem all that seriously. Maybe like civil forfeiture, it's just another way to loot and plunder the American people by a desperately broke government. And it doesn't matter how much they take from you. They can't ever pay off that national debt because of the way private central banking is set up. It's impossible. Now, as you know, following this Petya or not Petya ransomware attack, the corporate media was out there saying, oh, it's Russia. Had to be Russia. Russia does all these bad things. Well, apparently the police in Ukraine think it actually came out of one of their largest accounting software firms in the company, and they have seized the servers for a full forensic analysis. And the head of Ukraine cyber police, Sergei Demedyuk, seized all of this servers from MEDOC, and they're going to be looking into it. Gee, I wish we could get them those DNC servers to take a good look at. Meanwhile, NATO is out there saying that NotPetya cyber attack is from a state actor. They're going to blame somebody for it and use it as yet another excuse for a war. Remember we talked about a virtual 9/11? Seems to be on the verge of happening here. There are just too many people in this world who think war is their best solution for the mess they've made. They're going to blow it all up because they can't think of anything better to do, and they're not going to accept responsibility for messing it up in the first place. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Frank in London. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Just on the subject about the gradual shift in power and this alliance between Russia and China, I also think that Turkey has a pivotal role to play in this with regard to the Middle East and Western Europe. Now, I think Erdogan is acutely aware of this and the important role he can play because you imagine if they form an alliance with Iran, for instance, that could well spell the end of Western powers in the Middle East. You know, that's why
Russia and Iran are already very closely aligned. They've got a mutual defense pact. Turkey is a player. They're not a huge amount of land, but they do have weapons and other resources. We're starting to see the world turn away from dominance by the United States. We are a dying and failing empire.
And the problem is, in Western Europe, I can see something. I think we will get this alliance with America. I think what it would come to would be an every man for himself mentality. Some of them would be, I think some countries might be already secretly pivoting towards Russia. For instance, you can see that there is a change of mind taking place in Germany. You know,
yes.
Amongst German people, they began to engage their common sense. So
I think Merkel just came on out and said Germany and the United States are still partners, but they're no longer friends. I mean, that's a major diplomatic signal.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yesterday, I think it was, you were talking about the movie The Spotlight and the Catholic priests that were guilty, convicted, and everything of child abuse. And I saw that movie. It was a great movie. I was sitting on an airplane flight, and I watched it. Then if you're on an overseas flight, they have these movies you can watch.
Yes.
I watched it once, and then I watched it again. I think I watched it three times. I just kept on watching it over and over again. It was a powerful movie, and I'd never seen, and Michael Keaton was really good in it.
Yes.
And I've never seen any explanation of it, really. I mean, you know, the newspapers don't really explain it, what happened and stuff. But one thing I learned from that is these priests, I always thought they were gay, you know, but they're not. They're not necessarily homosexual. They just want to abuse kids. They don't care if it's a boy or a girl, according to that movie. Anyway.
Well, there was a political agenda, political correctness idea to try and separate pedophilia from homosexuality. There's no question there's a high degree of overlap as well. And most of the victims of clergy child sexual abuse tend to be the young boys. Not always. They do get some of the young girls. And we've actually got a couple of stories a little further on in coming out of the Vatican that I think are going to be very enlightening to you. But getting on back to the spotlight, the reason I brought it up was this newspaper column realized there was a big problem, and they wanted to report on it honestly because that's what journalism is supposed to be about. This is something that potentially affects our readers, especially those who are parents. You need to get it. And all this tremendous pressure was brought to bear. Oh, you can't say anything bad about the church. Just like today, it's you can't say anything bad about Israel. And these people showed a tremendous amount of courage in moving forward with the story. The kind of courage that, like you find with Edward R. Murrow, who continued his campaign against Senator Joseph McCarthy, despite all the pressure that was coming on. And even when it was all over, Senator McCarthy got censured by the Congress, but he didn't lost his job, and Edward R. Murrow lost his, ultimately. But that was the sacrifice he was willing to make. Okay?
Change the subject. What about platinum? Why is platinum so cheap right now, the mineral
platinum? I don't know, but I need to put you on hold. Don't hang up, and I'm going to come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse
every... And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Don in Iowa. And, Don, you had another question you wanted to ask.
Metals. Platinum is the rarest of all the precious metals. It's been below gold for a long time, and now palladium has almost caught up with platinum. Right now, platinum's 908 and palladium's 838. And I don't understand why... What's going on? They said it might be because they're not building. They think in the future it will be not so many diesel car platinum. They use platinum, I think, for diesel catalytic converters. They use palladium for gasoline catalytic converters, and they think it's all going to be electric in the future.
Well, that could be part of it. I mean, in terms of the investment potential for platinum, I mean, just a single coin is. Very expensive, and most people who are on a tight budget are doing their metals investing in traditional gold and silver, which have more pop culture buzz. Fewer and fewer people know about platinum. But you're right. One of the biggest industrial uses for platinum has been catalytic converters, and the first catalytic converters for motor vehicles, diesel and regular gasoline, used platinum. But lately they're starting to move away from that because it is so expensive. They're using more palladium, and also rhodium is taking off in the catalytic converter application.
Well, I'm looking at this chart right now. Rhodium is more expensive than platinum right now.
Well, I think we're looking at the transition in the catalytic converters is probably driving that price right now.
They say also if they... Do you think the hydrogen fuel cell technology will ever amount to anything? Because they say if it does, they'll have to use a lot of the palladium and platinum. They're catalysts, and they'll have to use that a lot if the hydrogen fuel cell technology ever actually takes off.
Well, the obviously in the catalytic converters, and by the way, scrap metal dealers will. Salvage those catalytic converters and try and get it's just a little tiny amount, but they do try and get it out of there chemically. The hydrogen fuel cell, the big drawback on that is that the hydrogen and oxygen have to be stored pretty much cryogenically. And cryogenic hydrogen, there is no tank design that will hold it without seepage through the walls. Gaseous hydrogen, yes. Cryogenic hydrogen, liquid hydrogen, no. Remember the Apollo moon rocket launches, and they'd take off, and there was all that ice that came off side of the launcher. That was from where the hydrogen was leaching through and freezing the water in the air, and they had to keep topping that off. But again, for most passenger-sized cars, I don't know that there's going to be a technology for a hydrogen tank for gaseous room-temperature hydrogen that will ever be large enough to give it that kind of a range. I'm in agreement. I think as battery technology continues to take off, electric's going to be the way to go. And, of course, Hawaii being a very liberal state, there are already parking spaces all around here who have free electric hookup where you can charge your car while you go into the Long's drugstore. There's one there. And they're popping up all over the place. And Claire and I have seriously talked that when we finally do have enough money to get into a car, that we are going to go with a hybrid or an electric.
Right. Well, as far as Trump, I think one good thing about Trump is he hasn't gone to war yet. He might just be bluffing. He's talking about Korea, and he might just be trying to jawbone everybody, you know, maybe. Hopefully.
He won't
go to war.
Well, we don't want to go to war. I certainly don't want to go to war. But you're right. He may be going in there as this tough... aggressive president to give himself some negotiating room to pull on back. On the other hand, that cruise missile attack into Syria was definitely a very aggressive act on his part. But again, the part that we don't know is how much is he being lied to by his own advisors. They may have gone to him and said, Assad just used poison gas on the people of Idlib, and Trump reacted to that news, even though very clearly there were reasons to doubt that story. And we've got people like McMaster and Harry Reid saying we can control the president just by controlling what he knows. Lie to him in the briefing reports and he'll give us what we want. And Trump would not be the first president to be manipulated that way. John F. Kennedy was being manipulated that way regarding the war in Vietnam. And again, I think Trump erred in holding over too many of the Obama people, too many of the career inside the Beltway people. He should have brought in more people for the White House who were qualified to do the job, but outside that Beltway circle of corruption. You don't drain the swamp by hiring the alligators. And that's basically what Trump did.
Well, I just keep hoping for the best. Anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Tony in Puerto Rico. Tony, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, Trump should have brought you in. Listen, Trump, Mike, I read an article last week in Fox News. Now I know why the money junkies want North Korea. I read that they have over $1 trillion worth of minerals.
Yes.
Okay, that's why they want North Korea. And that's why I have a feeling Trump is going to invade sooner or later.
Could very well be. I mean, we've already seen it demonstrated that when U.S. corporations want natural resources, they don't want to have to pay the fair market value for them. That's what led to the situation in Cuba under Batista. It's what led to the situation in Iran underneath the Shah. And that's what led to Afghanistan. The oil companies wanted a pipeline right of way, but they didn't want to pay the full price for it. We'll just let the American kids go get killed invading Afghanistan and changing the government, and we'll get our pipeline right of way at the price we think it should be. And so it would not at all be a surprise if one of the reasons to go into North Korea were all those minerals, because there is a lot there.
Exactly. Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Kuya Johnny in San Francisco. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This is Johnny calling from the People's Republic of San Francisco.
Okay.
And I want to let everybody know that on July 8th, we have a United America First Peace Rally in Sacramento at the State Building from 12 to 5. It's United First. UnitedAmericaFirst.com is the website, and we're out there. We're going to fight. We're fighting against the Calexit sanctuary cities, SB 54, the gas tax bill, the firearms and ammo restrictions, illegal immigration, indoctrination of our children, and I also believe about the vaccinations too as well. And there's going to be guest speakers like the Bay Stick Man, Kyle Chapman, and Omar Navarro will be out there, who is running against Mad Max, Maxine Waters. So hopefully we'll get him in. And that'll be the beginning of the end of the Democratic Party here in California.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the way Maxine Waters is behaving, and there's a question of competency there, and all I can say is in her district, just keep your eyes open for election fraud, because there's no rule that says election fraud is only is confined to the presidential races. We're looking at some of these old guard people who've been in Congress forever, and they're doing a horrible job, and we keep hearing from their home states and home districts that nobody seems to vote for them. Why is it they still seem to win the elections? And again, we're getting indications the election fraud problem is far, far larger than anybody had imagined. We now have 31 states refusing to go along with the Voting Integrity Commission. So there's definitely a major problem out there. Now, the good news is, I don't know if you got this or not, a judge down in San Diego just threw out that part of California's gun law limiting the size of magazines you can have in your weapon. So that one's already gone. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the magazine ban on the rest of California has been put on stay right now. So it's a court-ordered stay. So
One more time, the time and place where this is all taking place.
Okay, this is going to be at our California State Capitol building. That's 1315 10th Street, Sacramento, California. Saturday the 8th, which is this weekend, at 12 to 5 p.m.
All right. Well, do me a favor. Yes. Give me the website.
The website is UnitedAmericaFirst.com.
All right. Well,
please
be sure and send me some...
Come help support and change California back to an American country instead of a People's Republic.
All right. Well, be sure and send me some pictures, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I cannot. All right. Well, we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. So call on in on whatever is on your mind. Let's see if anything new is developing. Fox is now covering that story about CNN trying to blackmail the Reddit user. And, of course, they got the wrong guy, as it turns out. I think we're starting to see the corporate media go to war against itself, which I think is a very good thing. Right now, Fox has almost double the ratings of CNN. That's how much trouble CNN is in, which is why it's such a giggle to have Jeff Zucker out there saying, our viewers trust us more than ever before. Okay, Pinocchio, if that's what you really want to think here. But we're seeing, obviously, the total audience for the corporate media has been in decline for quite some time, and now it looks like they're starting to fight each other over what's left. And that, I think, would be a very, very good thing. Fox News, obviously, operating from a position of strength on that. Okay, going to take another phone call. Fran in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Nui Nui, Michael.
Aloha,
Nui Nui. I've got one simple question. Why is it, here we go, why is it that health care reform isn't a bipartisan effort, and why is it not then cobbled together in a bipartisan way and put before the people for votes on whether yes, we'll do this one, or no, we won't? Are we a democratic republic or what? I mean, this foolishness with all of this absolutely unnerving going around with these Congress critters is ridiculous. Who says they have the right to create a health care system for us? Why can't we have a voice on what is being created?
Well, to answer your question, we're going to step on back here and remember that Obamacare was never about the health of the American people. It was basically a giveaway to the health insurance industries, Democratic cronies in those health insurance industries, who basically wrote the Affordable Care Act for Obama. And then it was ramrodded on through, and it's being lauded as one of Obama's signature accomplishments in the Oval Office. And so the Democrats in Congress want to keep Obamacare, because their Democratic cronies and the health insurance companies are still getting the money, and Obama's name is on it. And the Republicans want to basically take the scam over and have the money flowing to their Republican cronies in various health insurance companies. And that's what the fight is all over, and that's why they refuse to repeal Obamacare before they come up with a new replacement. Because if they repeal Obamacare and all of a sudden the health insurance companies are forced to compete for our business by offering us better service, lower deductibles, people are going to remember health care was really a lot better before Obamacare came along. The government basically mucked it up, and now they're just trying to swap one muck for another muck. And Donald Trump was right to push for just flat-out repeal. Just say, we're going to repeal it and go back to the fair market system. Personally, I think we ought to go back to the way things were before Nixon signed the Health Care Maintenance Organization Act, when medical care was handled as a service and there were strict limits on how much profit-making could be done off of doctor and hospital care. And that's what kept medical care affordable to the American people and made it high quality, because the doctors and the hospitals and the clinics had to compete for your business by building a reputation for the best quality care at the lowest possible price. When I was a kid, everybody said competition is always a good thing. You're going to get higher quality to the products and services you're buying, and the price will be kept on down. These days, there's almost no competition left in our country. Everything is either a giant monopoly or it's a government-protected, government-mandated industry. And again, we knew that Obamacare was going to be a disaster because of what happened when they mandated automobile insurance. The premiums went up, the deductibles went up, and the auto insurance companies had the attitude of, you're going to have to give your money to someone of us, so we don't really care anymore.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, we are continuing to see a lot of release of information coming out of Vault 7, which was this WikiLeaks dump of the CIA's hacking capabilities. And while we can decry the very obvious violation of our civil rights and the Bill of Rights, in all of this spying, you do have to sometimes admire some of the very clever things they have come on up with. And apparently, there's an article over in Activist Post where the CIA can geolocate your computer by listening to nearby Wi-Fi signals. If you're out and about traveling through your local town, the spyware on your computer is listening to nearby Wi-Fi outlets that have already been cataloged as to their identifying name and their location. And remember the big stink when it turned out Google was doing this when their Google camera cars were going around, they were also snarfing up all this Wi-Fi data. Maybe they were the ones who built the catalog for the CIA. And they can literally find you. So even if you turn off GPS, even if you wrap your cell phone in one of those signal blocking things, if you turn on your computer, they can still locate you. It is a little bit scary. And one of the things that bothers me about laptops these days, in the good old days, the Wi-Fi was on a physical switch. You could actually turn it off and it would be off. Today it's software control, which means it can be turned back on without your knowledge so that the government can get into your computer and do what they're going to do. Again, all of this a violation of our civil rights and our basic freedoms. We're living in a cyber dictatorship. That's really where we are right now. And again, all of these horrible tools are now out there in the hands of the cyber criminals, plundering the American people, and the government doesn't seem to want to do a thing about it. We got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back with a caller after these few words.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And just taking a moment to step back to the situation with North Korea, Nikki Haley is up at the United Nations Security Council, and she's reading the tone of the room. China and Russia are opposed to any military action. France is saying everybody has to work collectively to try and solve this. And so Nikki Haley has basically come on out and said, the United States will use military in North Korea if it must, and the U.S. won't have patience for a watered-down U.N. resolution. In other words, she's just said, the U.S. government is ready to go rogue and attack North Korea all on its own, risking a possible war with Russia and China. So, anyway, we're going to take some phone calls. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're doing well. I just emailed you the lyrics to an Ozzy Osbourne song called The Almighty Dollar. And the guy's no Shakespeare, but between the music and his vocals, he pretty much describes, I mean, what the problem is today, and I know you talk about it all the time. It's the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world. Therein lies all of the problems concerning the United States with its vast military empire and all the politicians that, you know, are the best money can buy.
Yeah, that really is the problem. And, you know, and the problem with the debt-based banking system is that eventually everybody becomes desperate for more money to pay their loans to the various banks. And as they get desperate, they start doing things they otherwise would not do. Rob their neighbor, rob a convenience store, invade another country. And so it really is the driving force behind all of this unhappiness.
And it's causing Americans a lot of hardship because of the debt. I mean, it's that $1 trillion is going to be spent on you know, all of the security, industrial, military complexes, and all, you know, all of those government contractors that are just basically ripping people off, just lining their own pockets. And they're using Russia and other countries as the boogeymen in order to justify their actions. It's crazy. Your website is great. Your talk show, your show is great. I'm glad
Thank
that
you.
More and more people are opening up. You know, their eyes are opening up. Mike, I'm going to tell you something. I work at a place where they're immigrants, right? But they went through it in legal fashion to get there. You know who they like? Donald Trump.
Yes.
I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to start with Trish in New York. Trish, I'm going to have to take you through the station identification. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael. I'm just calling because I am very concerned about what's going on with Syria and the current lie that's being told again about the WMDs. And
okay.
I'm a freelance journalist up at the UN.
Trish, I'm going to have to put you on hold. It's only going to be
sure.
a minute. Station identification. We're going to come right back to you for whatever update you have.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.